The Lord Commander unrolled it and began to read. "Haldar, to the builders," he began. Haldar gave a stiff nod of approval. "Grin, to the rangers. Albert, to the builders. Pippar, to the rangers." Pip looked over at John and wiggled his ears. "Samwell, to the stewards." Sam sagged with relief, mopping at his brow with a scrap of silk. "Mathor, to the rangers. Darian, to the stewards. Todder, to the rangers. John, to the stewards." The stewards! For a moment John could not believe what he had heard. Mormont must have read it wrong. He started to rise to open his mouth to tell them there had been a mistake. And then he saw Sir Alistair studying him, eyes shiny as two flakes of obsidian, and he knew. The old bear rolled up the paper. "Your first will instruct you in your duties. May all the gods preserve you, brothers." The Lord Commander favoured them with a half bow and took his leave. Sir Alistair went with him, a thin smile on his face. John had never seen the Master-at-Arms look quite so happy. "Rangers with me," Sir Jeremy Riker called when they had gone. Pip was staring at John as he got slowly to his feet. His ears were red. Gren, grinning broadly, did not seem to realize that anything was amiss.